Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Ganesh Housing Corporation Limited Q1 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Go India Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rajat Gupta from Go India Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Gupta.
Yes, thank you, Michelle. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Ganesh Housing Corporation Limited earnings call to discuss the Q1 FY25 results. We have on the call with us today Mr. Rajendra Shah, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Neeraj Kalawatia, Vice President Finance, and Mr. B. Ravi, Corporate and Financial Advisor. We must remind you that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and must be therefore viewed in conjunction with the risks that the company faces. I now request Mr. B. Ravi to take us through the company's business outlook and financial highlights, subsequent to which we'll open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rajat. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It gives me great pleasure to welcome you to the Q1 FY25 earnings call. I'm sure you would have had the opportunity to go through the presentation uploaded on the exchanges as well as the website. It is indeed a pleasure to state that this was yet another rewarding quarter for Ganesh Housing. Building on its performance quarter on quarter for the last 10 quarters, Q1 of FY25 was well on the expected lines. Let me begin by providing an overview of the real estate sector. India continues to be a driving force in the global economy, contributing about 8% to the GDP in 2023, projected to rise to over 9.23% by 2030. The residential market has continued to strengthen, with demand reaching an 11-year high during H1 2024. Premium housing products priced over rupees 1 crore have emerged as the largest segment, accounting for about 41% of the sales. The real estate sector has emerged as the top choice among foreign portfolio investors, that is, FPIs, due to the consumption-driven CapEx streams. The Ahmedabad residential market has shown significant resilience and growth in the first half of 2024. According to a report from Knight Frank, primary home sales reached a post-pandemic high of 16,113 units in 2023, and in HY 2024 itself, about 9,337 units have already been sold. This is a 17% increase compared to the same period last year, marking a 10-year high for half-yearly sales. A notable trend is the shift towards premium segment. Premium housing products priced over rupees 1 crore now make up about 20% of the market, compared to 11% a year ago. This shift is driven by the introduction of new lifestyle-oriented projects, offering better amenities and larger spaces, meeting the elevated demand and resulting in robust sales. As we move into the second half of 2024, the Ahmedabad residential market is well positioned to sustain its growth trajectory. Factors such as high affordability, comparatively lower prices per square feet, and an improving local economic environment support this optimistic outlook. In line with these trends, Ganesh Housing is actively contributing to the sector's growth. Recently, we completed the Malabar Exotica project ahead of schedule, which resulted in significant revenue booking during the fourth quarter of FY24 and continued strong performance into the first quarter of FY25 also. The sale deed execution of Malabar Exotica is currently in progress and is anticipated to be completed within this quarter. Malabar Retreat, launched in Q4 FY24, has met with the exact anticipated response. We have pre-sales of over rupees 72 crores and cash receipts of over rupees 7 crores. The trend of bookings for such premium apartments generally increases after the first floor and the sample house is done. Hence, we expect that these bookings should pick up in the Q3 and Q4 of this financial year. Further, as always, we are confident that this project also will be completed well ahead of its schedule. Our commercial venture, Billion Minds SEZ, continues to progress ahead of schedule. As already said, the marketing of these rentals for this space to large IT companies is on scheduled start in Q3 of this year. Looking ahead to FY25, we are on schedule to announce the phased launch of our Million Minds residential projects, phase one in the third quarter and phase two in the fourth quarter of this financial year. These two projects collectively span a development of about 1.8 million sq ft. Furthermore, the plans for the commercial project, One Kalpesh, is in the approval stage. With a saleable area of 1.8 million sq ft, this project is expected to generate anticipated revenues of about 2,100 crores and a targeted completion by H2 of FY24, as said earlier. There's no particular update in our Godavari Township project except for the fact that the surrounding areas, as we had told you in the last quarter, are continuously abuzz with activities, proving that our strategy to postpone its launch to the FY26 is correct. Overall, Ganesh Housing remains committed to leveraging these opportunities to foster the growth of both the company and the Ahmedabad real estate sector. We are confident that our initiatives, including the Million Minds commercial and residential projects, Malabar Retreat, the township project at Godavari, the commercial project One Kalpesh, and the strategic land sales will drive value for our stakeholders. We have already laid out our plans for the next five to seven years and are progressively, systematically going in that direction. Now, for the financial highlights of FY25 Q1, we have registered the first quarter revenue of 221 crores, an EBITDA of rupees 156 crores, and a PAT of rupees 114 crores. Though the revenue is lower than the corresponding first quarter of FY24 or Q4 of FY24, it would be appropriate to mention certain important aspects in this direction. The corresponding first quarter of FY24 was an exceptional quarter with a whopping 161 crores of PAT, and hence is not exactly comparable to Q1 of FY25. Secondly, if you see the sequential numbers, that is Q4 of FY24 and Q1 of this year, the PAT has increased, which is in line with the trend seen in Q2, Q3, and Q4 of FY24. So the revenue from the completed projects also has seen a 40% growth Q1Q. Thirdly, we'd like to mention that even in this year, that is FY25, we expect to achieve a 30%-35% growth in PAT over FY24. That is, over the rupees 460 crores FY24 achieved, what we achieved, we see a 30%-35% growth in PAT as the coming three quarters of FY25 are expected to be better quarter on quarter. Despite the significant CapEx in our ongoing projects, we have successfully maintained a strong financial position with surplus cash flows. The cash flows remain strong and will continue to improve in the coming quarters. Finally, I would like to mention that Ganesh Housing is well equipped to continue its path of profitable growth. Thanks to its strong brand, innovation, strategic capital management, robust financial health, and dedication to operational excellence, all supported by established governance frameworks. We are committed to continue our track record of exceptional performance, executing unique and value-added real estate projects, and be the leading brand in the years ahead. As it is said in Bhagavad Gita, "Yat acharati shrestha, tat eva itaroho janaah. Sa yat pramanam kurute, lokah tatah anuvartate," meaning, whatever actions great persons, and read here as leaders, perform, the others follow. Whatever standards they set, all the world pursues. That is our goal. With this, I request the floor to be open for questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. You may please press star and one to ask questions. The first question is from the line of Rishit Shah from Nuvama Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir, good afternoon, and thank you for the opportunity. So two questions from my end. Actually, for the first question on the Malabar Bakery, so we said we have kind of did a pre-sales of around 72 crores, 7 crore collection. So just a little bit on the project as a whole. So what is the expected GDV and the expected construction cost of the entire project? And secondly, what is the scheduled completion timeline when we start booking, seeing the revenue flow into the P&L?
See, the total sales value of this project is around 450 crore and the cost of the project is somewhere around 340 crore. And this is the two tower of the premium segment with 22 floor building, and with each unit is around having a minimum carpet area of 2400 square feet. And in terms of the target timeline to complete the project, that is Malaki, as per our estimated schedule, we have taken a 3 years period. But Malaki, as you see in last 3-4 projects, the way we have completed our project, we will complete that project ahead of the schedule itself.
So it could be well into March FY27. It could be in the third or fourth quarter of FY27.
Okay, great. And during this period, we kind of intend to exhaust the inventory, I mean, sale during the construction period, right?
Yeah, that's our mission. That's our plan also.
Yeah, mostly that happens with us when project is about to get completely. In this kind of project, we would have sold at least 80 to 85% of the inventory. We will keep some remaining base units for meaning some friends and family, but 80 to 85% we will be exhausting by the time we have completed major construction work.
Perfect. Yeah. Sounds great. And the second question, so we kind of saw, as you were explaining, we saw a dip in the revenue maybe sequentially as well as year on year. So the fluctuation in my sense would be again in the land sale part. So can you give us a split? I mean, what was the land sale in the quarter and how it compared to the previous quarter and year on year as well?
Yes, you're right. Till the time, though the bookings may be there, the cash flows may be there, unfortunately because the accounting standards cannot book the revenues till the time it is completed. And therefore, yes, the revenues from these projects may not come exactly the way the bookings happen. However, as we had said, the strategic land sales keeps happening. Even this quarter, I think about 46-50 crores are from the completed project, and the balance about 160 crores was from the land sales. And in the coming quarters, these things could continue, and maybe for another quarter, maybe 4 or 5 quarters or more, till the time, let's say, the new projects have come on stream. So this quarter, it is about 160 crores of land sales and about 46-50 crores of project sales.
Okay. And the project sales are largely related to Exotica, right?
That's right. Yes. Yeah. But that's a 40% increase year on year. Last year, the first quarter, it was about 32 crores or so. Now it is more than 46. That's about 40% growth.
Right. And last question. Any new project additions in sight in the near term, do we see?
No, no. All that we have announced remain. As I just mentioned, all those projects are on schedule, and so these are the ones which we have, which we're going to do. Let's say it is One Saltage or residential, two projects this year. These are the three projects which will start this year. Nothing else is anticipated at this point in time. Of course, the SEZ will continue. It's going on really well, and that would, that's slated to complete, as I said, maybe less than a year from now.
Yeah, and if response is good, we may prepone some of the launches of next phases of SEZ commercial or SEZ residential.
Okay, sounds great. All the best, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. We'll take the next question from the line of Satyam Badera from Profit Mart Securities. Please go ahead.
We can't hear you.
Satyam, we are not able to hear you.
Badera, please, proceed with your question.
How does we plan to manage the operational aspects of the commercial SEZ project while concurrently constructing the residential projects and completing the remaining phases of commercial projects within the SEZ?
Yeah, by operations, you mean arranging finance for the same. Right now, we are sitting on, meaning we have financial closure for phase one of commercial SEZ has already happened. Meaning we have enough cash balance, which will take care of entire cost of construction of phase one.
For residential?
Residential will come out from the bookings itself, right?
Yeah, pre-sales of receipt itself will give enough cash to start construction of.
See, the majority of the cost is already incurred long back in the land itself. So that is already been spent for, there's no cash outflow for that. Only for the construction is what we need to spend. And more often than not, this comes in either from the accruals which are already there from our other businesses, other sales and the cash flows, or from the bookings itself. So it funds for itself.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. May I request all the participants who had joined the queue to kindly rejoin the queue by pressing star and one.
Details.
We'll take the next question from the line of Gunit Singh from Counter Cyclical PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for this opportunity. So, can you please share the revenue potential from projects being completed in FY 25 and separately in FY 26?
Please repeat.
Can you share the revenue potential of projects that will be completed in FY 25 and also FY 26 separately?
So, Gunit, in FY 25, in fact, after we have completed Malabar Exotica, which is only few flats of Malabar Exotica, for which agreement is yet to happen, are remaining. After that, we have new projects which is launched after that is Malabar Retreat, which will take at least about 2 and a half years from now to get completed. So we don't expect any revenue from projects to further come in FY rest of the FY 25 or 26 for that matter.
Maybe.
FY 27.
But there will be sales from the past completed projects.
Yeah, we hold some inventory of some of the past completed projects, like Mapletree and Maple Trade Center, which is market value of that is roughly about, say, 30-45 crores. we can encash that, and that can reflect in our meaning project revenue. But other than that, for FY 2025 and FY 2026, we don't see any project revenue. But at the same time, we are seeing lot of traction and lot of attraction in terms of whatever land bank we are holding, which are getting sold at very decent prices, and which is going to give us continuous kind of EBITDA margin and decent EBITDA margin.
All right, sir. So for FY 2025 and 2026, our revenues would come only from sale of our land banks?
Yes, FY 2025 for sure, and FY 2026, we need to see how the second part of the year, how the Godavari, the whole project, starts, because that is slated for the H2 of FY 2026, as you said. If that comes in as scheduled, then yes, there will be project sales from that also. So that could be quite a major revenues coming from project sales at that point in time. From the mere residential ones which we have announced, there may not be anything in FY 2026, but from the new sales, which for the new project of Godavari, yes, we will see project sales.
All right, sir. So for, you mentioned that PAT to grow by 30%-35%. So what kind of revenue sales are we looking at from a land bank in FY 2025? And also, can you share the revenue potential for projects being completed in FY 2027?
Yes, FY 20. Yes. What is the second question? Please repeat.
Can you share the revenue potential of projects being completed in FY 2027?
It is 450 crore.
FY 2027 from the
Sorry.
Yeah. No, in FY 2027, yes. The FY 2027, the project which will be completed would be Malabar Retreat, and that would be having about 450 crore or 470 crore of revenues, which could be coming in FY 2027. And from in FY 2025, that you asked, the revenues which we see, I've given you a guidance for the PAT, 30%-35%, which looks to be definite. The exact value of the revenues is slightly difficult to tell because of the various price ranges in the land, but we do expect it to be about 10%-15% higher than what we have registered in FY 2024. That's our expectation.
All right, sir. My last question would be, what is the current market value of the land bank which we hold overall, as per your internal estimates?
Well, I've always maintained one particular sentence in this. It's very, very difficult to say. You know, it can range from 15,000 crore, 20,000 crore and beyond. And with every quarter, the value only increases by over 10%, 15%, 20%. But frankly, the value of that comes in along with the development of the project itself, and in that, the value of that land is much more than that. So once it's executed, it can be much more, much more valuable than that. That's the way you say. And in the next seven to 10 years, we already have projected that land bank, which we have to be used in the various projects, and that is going to give us all the revenues which we have tell you, which is there in the presentation already.
All right, sir. So unconstructed, we can consider baseline to be minimum 15,000, 15,000-20,000?
Yeah, yeah. Surely.
Yeah, much higher than that, but conservatively, yeah, 20,000 rupees.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. That's all from my side.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dipesh Sancheti from Manya Finance. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yes, yes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Since we have a lot of cash in the books, what is the first, I want to know, what is the average cost of the company incurring every year to accumulate land parcels? And, ahead of that is, like, how does the company plan to allocate its capital between ongoing projects, new developments, and potential land acquisitions? Hello?
Dipesh?
Yeah.
Dipesh, we lost you. The third question, see, I think you'll have to repeat. I'm sorry, the line was bad. Can you just repeat your question?
Yeah. I want to know, since we have a lot of cash in the books, how do we plan to allocate that capital between ongoing projects, new development, and potential land acquisitions?
Yes. See, the ongoing projects and new developments are almost the same, as we say, because every new development will have an increased cash inflows also. Except for the SEZ commercial, if we decide to do the second phase of SEZ also on a rental basis, then yes, we will need a cash flow for that. But otherwise, it will be paying for itself, like just the residential one, because we'll be selling and we'll be collecting cash. Having said that, all the cash flows obviously would first be applicable, will be applied for the ongoing projects itself, and we also have to look at opportunities to acquire new land, which is always a thing, because that's the raw material for the future. So as of March 24, if you have seen, we have got various amounts which have been allocated, I think almost like 400, 500 crores or more, allocated for the land acquisition. So at that time, we had quite a few surplus amounts available. In this year, we see a good amount of cash surplus is coming in, and the way the costs are going to be incurred, between the allocation between the land and the projects could be in the ratio of about 30 to 70 probably. So 30 in favor of maybe land acquisitions, for which maybe additional money may have to be given, or it will be just getting the land, the sale deed in our name for the advances already given. But about 70% of this cash flows to be used for the ongoing projects, including what we are going to be announcing, which will be starting rather. I hope I was clear in that.
Mr. Dipesh?
We lost him again.
Yes, sir. We'll move on.
Yeah, am I audible now?
He's there. Yeah. So I hope I've made myself clear. Have I answered all your questions?
Yeah, but just wanted to know what is the average cost of the company incurring every year to accumulate land?
See, it's very difficult to say what is the average cost, because the land acquisition are happening in a different cases where everywhere the rates are different, and mostly our land acquisition are happening on the untapped area.
And structure of acquisition also is different, because you might contract for say 100 crores of land acquisition today, but that 100 crores is payable when vendor does certain things. So it's difficult to say what is the kind of amount which you outlay towards land acquisition in particular year. It is very dynamic thing.
Having said that, I would definitely want to add, Dipesh, that the track record of Ganesh Housing has always been to tap those land parcels which have not been in the eyes of the general public, and therefore more often than not, the price at which it is acquired is one of the lowest ever in the market. That is the reason why all these land which we have acquired over the period of years are giving us this kind of a excellent EBITDA margins of 70%, 79% and all. So I believe that this kind of looking to the track record, that trend would always be the same.
That's right. So, are we planning to hedge ourselves by doing a lot of JVs and, you know, are we still looking at acquisition of the land and then developing it?
No, see, it's always as per the occasion and as per the opportunity which comes in. At this point in time, we have our hands full with all the projects which are there. And yes, the land has to be always kept on acquiring. But if something comes up wherein we believe that a JV will give us, because of the use of the brand Ganesh, which as I said is the leader, if that can be used and we get a good project where we don't need to invest in the land, we just become the developer along with them, or a co-developer, we are open to such kind of projects too. And looking to the future, yes, such kind of things might come up, but nothing as which we can announce at this point in time.
Okay. Just one last question was that what are the pre-sale figures which are projected for FY 2025-26 from our residential projects? If any kind of guidance would be helpful. And what is the expected timeline for occupancy of the construction's commercial projects?
The first question, and I'll ask you to repeat the second question, but the first question, I think the guidance we would refrain from giving 2 years in advance. We've given it for this year. And I think towards the close of this financial year, we will be able to tell you more correctly or accurately what would be the numbers for FY25-26. So I'm sorry I wouldn't be able to give you any number at this point in time. And the second one, sorry, what you said?
What is the expected timeline for achieving occupancy in our construction's commercial project?
Yeah, so that is expected to complete let's say, around quarter one of FY26. And the rentals are looking for the rentals, the clients and all is starting from Q3, Q4 of this financial year itself. So I think in FY26, it's a little guesswork at this point in time, but I think going up to 30-40% rentals occupations are already people signing up on the agreements all should be possible. That's what we look at. But there again, we would be able to give you a better picture in Q4 of the FY26, because by that time, a lot of traction with the expected or probable clients who will come into this SEZ would have happened, because that's when the real marketing starts.
Right. And our focus is only going to be Gujarat and around, or are we looking at other states also?
As of now, Gujarat and Ahmedabad.
Only in and around Ahmedabad?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Thank you. If there's any other question, I'll fall back in line.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll take the next question from the line of Mayank Shah from Arjo Partners. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hello. Is my voice audible?
Yeah, Mayank. You are audible.
Yeah, I had two questions. The first is, like, what's the confidence of the location of IT SEZ project compared to, like, a location in your city or anything?
It's very, very, very high confidence level is very high, because the way it was started off was with the clear understanding that there is huge potential in that area. If city is further 15 kilometers away, this is absolutely in the CBD, the new CBD, wherein the entire ecosystem of whether Reliance, Adani, Zydus Cadila, all these people's offices and all, and very new commercial places coming up in and around that Vaishno Devi circle. So this is a very high confidence. And frankly, looking to this potential, only Fishman Spears approached us 2 years back, saying that they would like to partner us take this project to the huge clients that they have. So we believe that we'll be doing very well in that.
Okay. So I have one more question also. Like, cumulatively, what is the launch pipeline like we can expect in residential as well as commercial front and like the current financial year as well as in FY26?
Sorry?
Launch price, right?
Lot of echo is coming, so we are not able to hear you.
Can you please repeat?
My question is, what is the launch pipeline like we can expect in the residential and commercial front in FY25 and FY26?
See, already we have launched Malabar Retreat at the price of 5,400. And that has also given a good traction in terms of the inquiry and initial conversion. Our initial thought of launching that at least of 5,500. For that residential, so that we are not hiking any price even in a 6 month, 8 months time also in the FY25, and maybe FY26 it will be plus 300 rupees. That is our current thought. Maybe as we move into that direction and at the launch time, again we will reevaluate the market and see what will be the right pricing, whether we can hike the price further or not. But 5,400 is selling at Malabar Retreat. That is the base price we are talking about.
And in SEZ residential, it is 5,500 to start with. And it could go up to 5,800 in FY25-26. That's what Neeraj has said. But, you know, frankly, the way the whole thing starts is that we do it with an amount which is a little lower in the initial stages. And as and when the traction goes up with every, let's say, quarter or something with new booking, as you know, this is done by everyone, it keeps going. So the average which we saw in the earlier projects also has been almost like 50% higher than the launch price itself. That is the kind of traction we have seen. So let's see how this goes in this project, and that too being in a very good ecosystem of the entire 64 acres and very good residential localities and a good garden and all that, we should be able to command such prices for sure.
Okay. And
just to tell you, the other one, which are, let's say, the Shantigram project, which is very close by, is already talking about higher than 6,500 even as of now. So obviously, and that is just about 1 kilometer or 2 kilometers away from this place. So we believe that, that is the way it will go. And it has always been going towards that, and we will look into this brand fresh such kind of prices also.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritwik Seth from Vana Financials. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Question from my end on the Ahmedabad market. What is the kind of share the branded developers like you have in the Ahmedabad market and in the periphery? Can you... who would be the top 3-4 branded players, organized players in Ahmedabad, if you can throw some light? And where do you see this going over the next 3 to 5 years?
See, post implementation of the RERA and GST, and especially post COVID, now the real estate market is now being totally governed and commanded by the top developers and organized players only. Even those who have been in unorganized mode, they have now fully converted into organized mode only. So basically, if you see, even in the pre-sale part, during the under construction period, only these top developers are commanding a better booking and better realization of their project. And we see ourselves around the top developers of the market. There are many other developers also who are doing good in their respective area. Like Adani is doing in their Shantigram township, then there is a Bakeri who has been doing in their respective area, then there are the likes of the Safal, Goel, Shivalik, Shil. There are many developers, but around this, if you see, around 15 odd developers are there who are commanding the major market share in the city.
So 15, you said, 1-5.
The top developers I am talking, who are Malaki, by their names, the products are getting sold. The name itself is so trustworthy.
So this 50
Arvind is also there in their respective area.
Each of them, I would like to add that each of these top 15 have their own niche at various places. Let's say, for example, Arvind is there very good at the project development side, and outskirts which are there, and some of the Goels and the Sapuls are there in certain residential part of it in a particular locality. So everyone has chosen their own areas of excellence and areas of development also in terms of the land bank. So all of them, in terms of the ranking, yes, it may be there, but those who have got, let's say, good best of everything, that's the residential, commercial, and the land bank and all that, if you really have to take it in that, then Ganesh Housing sits right on top.
Right. Okay. And these top 15 developers would have lion's share, like 70-80% of the total market in Ahmedabad would be these top 15 players, right?
See, it's not like that with every player. There are only few players who now follow the strategy what we follow, holding the land bank for a much, much longer period and then went into development. Otherwise, many of the developers, they acquire and then wait for some time and then they launch it immediately. They don't wait for, land holding period is not that great for those players. So it's like a different strategy for different developers. Not like one solution fit to all.
And Ahmedabad market is very, very segmented. You will hardly see a very large developer commanding more than 10% of market share. It's very highly unlikely.
Right. Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
We'll take the next question from the line of Aarti Kamani from Profit Mart. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I got my answer. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Preet Nagar Sage from Wealth Finvisor. Please go ahead.
Yes, one question. So you mentioned that One Thalsage is under approval. So any sense of timeline for launching it?
One Thalsage?
Yes.
We had said last earnings call that would be there in the Q2 of this year. I think Q2 or early Q3. We had announced it's H2 is absolutely on schedule for H2.
For H2. So we are saying post Diwali, around Diwali time frame.
That's right.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct.
Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask questions may press star and one now. We'll take the next question from the line of Yasmin Shah from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. I had a couple of questions. First thing is, on the SEZ, what is the potential sales one can look at in the next 2 years in terms of, you know, assuming you sell the entire inventory or whatever is your target, you know, from phase one and phase two? What is like for phase one and then for phase two? And my second question is, do you have any plans to enter into a market apart from Ahmedabad or Gujarat?
Okay, let me take that. So the second question first. No, at this point in time, we don't have any plans. We don't have any concrete plans of going out of Ahmedabad. But an opportunity coming up with a very good returns or something, we will always go. And we do evaluate projects outside of Ahmedabad off and on. And if we find something, we may choose to go. But right now, there's nothing. Question number one, there are two things in SEZ. One, if you have been talking about SEZ commercial, then it is all, at this point in time, phase one is all there only in the, you know, it's on lease basis. We're not going to sell anything. If you're talking about SEZ residential, yes, phase one and two will be launched in third and fourth quarter of this financial year. That will start seeing bookings of the same type like Malabar, Exotica, Malabar, all that, which will start from FY26, first quarter or last quarter of FY25. So this is what I hope I've cleared the doubt that if it is SEZ, you know, commercial is going to be all on the on that basis, on these bases as of now. Phase one, phase two, we'll see if the traction for phase one SEZ commercials has been picked up very well and there's a lot of demand for the rentals. Phase two also may go on the same lines, but it isn't fixed as of now. Residential will always be an outright sale basis.
Right. So on the first phase, in terms of leasing income, what can one expect, assuming that, you know, you're going to lease out, say, 40%, 50% or 70%, whatever your target?
See, on a full potential basis of 100% occupancy, it will give us a rental, annual rental of 70 crore.
On a conservative basis, 70 crores, 100% rentals on a conservative basis, frankly, it can be far more. Because we haven't given this, we have given a very low estimate of this. But if you start on a 40-50 basis, it will follow the same percentage. If it's 70 is for full, 50% will be around 35. But as and when the larger you know, spaces go, the rentals can actually go up also. And therefore, first 40-50 may be at a rate which is leading to around 70 crores amount. But as we go, that amount can also increase. So between 70 to 80 crores or more can be the full rentals.
That's per annum, right?
That's yes. Right, per annum.
Yeah, and second question is, how much would be what's the investment you have planned or you've already done in the phase one? SEZ?
Phase one of commercial, you're saying?
Yes.
We have already invested around 100. We have already invested around 180 crore in the development of the phase one till date.
280 is the full.
180 crores, okay.
Yes.
Right, and any further investments are required, or this is about it?
Yes, sir. The development is going on.
We have reached up to, I think, about 40% level of completion. So we will still require to invest more.
So probably double of this amount is something fair to assume, right?
Something near to 300 or around 325 crores.
Okay, got that. Lastly, if you do develop the phase two, what is in terms of, if I have to say, in terms of potential there, revenue potential there, or in terms of million square feet, if you could guide?
Right.
So,
see,
yeah.
how we are planning right now is that there will be each phase of 1.3 million square feet of the construction with probably a leasable area of 8.5 lakh square feet as per the international standard. Because since now the entire designing is being done by the Tishman SPS. And the rental is around 70 crore, which we have presumed right now as per the current rate. We have estimated that only as a conservative basis right now, but only once we see the entire traction of the phase one, then we'll get to know how much rental escalation can be there potentially on that side.
No, that I got. I'm talking about the residential part. That would also be like 1 million square feet, like the second
residential phase. Is a 9 lakh square feet of the development on each phase, which each phase has a sales potential value of 500 crore. So taken together, both the phase 1 and phase 2 will have a 1,000 crore of the sales value.
And 1.8 million square feet.
1.8 million.
Okay, okay. Got it. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may please press star and 1 to ask questions. We'll take the next question from the line of Yasmin Shah from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Sorry, sir, I forgot to ask, what's the cash balance at the end of the year or end of the quarter, sorry?
See, FY24 ending, we were having a 230 crore of the cash balance. So out of that, around 60 crore is still there.
And for your future development, you will need to take on some debt, right?
No. This amounts, see, every quarter, there are cash accruals coming up, right? Because of the sales and profitability that we have said. So, and also whenever we do the residential, the amount will be funded by itself. So, looking at the way this project are planned, already the amounts for required, which are there for SEZ phase 1 is commercial, is already in our bag. We don't need any money for that. And residential phases, as and when we launch our internal approvals, as well as the collections from the clients of the booking, will ensure that we do not need any additional or extra money from the outside, which means no debt and no equity either.
Right. And so you had given guidance. I joined in a bit late on your for this year in terms of bottom line, right? In terms of was around 30%.
35% increase year on year. That means FY24 was 460 crores. We see 30-35% increase in that PAT in FY25.
Right, got that. Okay, yeah. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you, yes.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you all for joining on this call as well as showing so much of keen interest in the company. It's a great company which is, the performance hasn't always been good. The deliverance well ahead of schedule. The quality of top notch, just living to its brand. I think we will definitely continue to perform the same way and look forward to having you all on the call next time too. Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
Thank you, members of the management. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Go India Advisors, that concludes this conference. We thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.